Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He's great in these kind of circumstances. They pitch it out to Albert Wilson down the far sideline. 50. He's going to go the distance. Albert Wilson high five. Joaquin Grant.
What a play call again.
50. He's got a gangle to the end zone. The 30. Oh. Joaquin Grant is pushed out or no? Did he get in? They say he's out at the one.
What a return!
Boy. Cody Core saved a touchdown, but Joaquin Grant just blew past everybody. Daniel, last shot, back to throw. They throw it down. They try to pitch it, and they do to Parker. Parker pitches it. And it's strike, 30, 20. Gronkowski's got a tackle. Touchdown.
The Dolphins win it.
Unbelievable.
Are you kidding me? That is unbelievable.
I don't believe what I just saw.
I could hear that all day long.
We may never see that play again.
That's why
I've been around a zillion years. You know, it's funny. You're around and you're going, you know, we've seen some crazy stuff and great finishes. And the next guest joining us saw the hook and lateral that we
had many years ago.
But
that's
some
big plays. Yeah.
I think that thing was by itself, though.
It has to be. The Miami Miracle, of course. All right, let's go out to that Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors. One of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Former Miami Dolphin. One of the killer bees and a restaurant maven, I guess you could say at this point. Kim Bocamper joins us right now. Good morning, Bo. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing today?
Bo, man, we're doing great. And so you guys had your CBS production meeting. I thought it was pretty cool because I leave and get out of there and you guys go over what you're going to focus on. Can you tease us a little bit and tell us like where the focus is besides obviously Josh Rosen tonight?
Well, I think that's it. I think when you look at this team, you know, there are a lot of things you can look at. The offensive line and, you know, trying to get that assembled the right way. You know, they changed coaches. Pat Flaherty is out after 4 days of practice, and Dave DeGuglielmo comes in and takes it over, and all of a sudden just shifts that offensive line. So you went from kind of a veteran offensive line. You bring in a couple rookies and Shaq Calhoun and Michael Dieter in there to battle it. And from what I hear, they've both been doing pretty well since they've made the move. So I think that's another thing to look at. And you know, you listen to those highlight clips that you had with Albert Wilson and Joaquin Grant, you know, and with both of those guys sidelined, it certainly opens the doors now for a guy like Preston Williams, who's really been impressive during training camp, get out of Colorado State, wherever he's from, and, you know, who's really been a guy that stood out during training camp. Now, you know, Joe, we've seen before you know, guys come and show in OTAs and in the beginning of training camp, and then all of a sudden when the lights come on, they get a case of the drops or the
right.
or the whatever. So, you know, he's got to stand up to the pressure of game time and all those types of things. But you know, so I think there's some sidebars there to watch in this game, but there's no doubt that that all the eyeballs are going to be on Ryan Fitzpatrick and Josh Rosen. I think you'd expect Fitzpatrick to, normally in a regular preseason game, that starting quarterback would get one series. Maybe he'd see four plays, or if they got a drive going, six plays. But I got a feeling that we'll see him, you know, a little bit more through the first quarter, and then probably see Rosen for the better part of two quarters before they go to Jake Rudock to come in.
That's good, man.
So I think this is going to be a good stage. This is going to be a good opportunity to really see what those quarterbacks are, because it, you know, for the longest time it looked like Fitzpatrick was just going to run away with it and hide, but all of a sudden he's come back to the pack a little bit, and Rosen has stepped up his game. So I think it's going to be pretty intriguing over the next 4 weeks to see how these guys battle that position out.
Bo, you brought up the guard position. Could we have finally broken this dark cloud maybe? I mean, hopefully, and found two guys, young guys, that we brought in, yep, didn't sign to free agent contracts, not over the 30 club. I mean, finally, could we have broken this? Is it possible? Because I feel like we've been talking every year, preseason or during the season, whether guys are getting cut week five or just, yep, all of a sudden the veteran gets hurt after week one, about that damn guard position, Bo. Could we have finally broken over with two young guys?
Well, I hope so. You know, I think everybody knew on draft day when they drafted Michael Dieter from Wisconsin that he was going to be penciled in as a guy expected to start and expected to manage one of those positions. Then it was going to be up for grabs, and all of a sudden, this kid Shaq Calhoun, an undrafted free agent, you know, jumps in there and has the opportunity. And from everything we hear, he's a tough guy. He's playing pretty well. So here's another one. But it's funny. I always laugh because I think you know, for a number of years now, when the draft has come around, the war chant from the fans have been, "Oh, I just want to hear them draft a guard."
Right.
And then when when training camp comes and you don't have a guard, they go, "How come they don't have any guards?" You know, it's funny because guards is important a position as any position on the football team, but I think a lot of fans think it's just a throwaway position. Oh, you know what? We'll just get Zach Kranz. He's a big guy.
I'm in. I'm ready. Hey, I'm ready.
He can slide. He's fine.
Just a guaranteed knock him off. I'm in. That's it. Yeah.
Hey, Bo.
He's a big guy. He's got a gruff voice. That'll work.
I could be mean if I need to,
Bo.
He
can make some calls.
That's exactly right.
I hear Zach now making the call. Sounds like he's sliding the line to their right. Hey, the other one, Bo, is Jordan Mills kind of got quiet. I know he's been nicked up a little bit, but could Jesse Davis end up starting a year at right tackle?
Yeah, I think he could. I think he could. You know, Jesse Davis, you know, they've kind of – you know, it's funny to say, but I think the thing that may hinder Jesse Davis starting is that he can play multiple positions. You know, he could be that swing guy for you, but I think they would like – for Jesse Davis to be the guy. You know, he's not a left tackle. He's a right tackle. And, you know, here's a guy that's been moved around a little bit, but he's been, you know, every time he's played, he's been, you know, he certainly may not be great, but he's been serviceable, but he's been playing out of position. So I think he's got enough. By the way, before I go much further, I'm not sure what the proper – I'm not sure how to do I have to call you the Joe now, or can I just call you Joe?
I was waiting, Bo.
I got to tell you, man.
Or do I have to?
I started laughing. I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming.
Bo, you think it's bad on the phone? I have to sit next to the Joe every day now. What do you mean?
No, man. It's like you're having a cup of Joe.
I just don't want to show any disrespect to him. So if I've got to call him the Joe now every time, I say, I'll do it.
You can put a hashtag in there, too. It's hashtag the Joe.
You want to guess who's busting my balls the hardest? You want to guess?
Who's busting your balls the hardest?
Yeah, the guy on the
Bo.
No question, not even close.
Well, listen, you were in contention. It was going to be 560 the Bo, but we just changed it at the last second to the Joe. You know,
just to get a little business.
There's some other matching terminology we could use about Joe.
Correct. Yeah, those were there also. Don't worry. Yeah.
The sports hoe. You know, I don't mind the sports hoe. That wouldn't have been that. Join the sports hoe.
I brought up the schmo. I thought the schmo would be a good one if we're doing that.
See, there we go. Now we're gonna really get into it. That's great. Hey, Bo. Hey, what's the strongest position? You know, I've kind of switched on maybe the strongest position on this team, but Bo, all of a sudden, they all got to stay healthy. I like the four defensive tackles we have with Christian Wilkins in there.
I love those guys. You know, it's funny because, you know, if you've been out to training camp, you had a chance to watch, you're kind of seeing what's going on, and they're using those guys, rotating those guys and doing different things. So, but I think, you know, you look at, you know, Vincent Taylor and Devon Gotchaw, both of them, since they've come in, have been impact players at that defensive tackle position, and they got better over the last, you know, since they've been playing. And I expect them to step up. Hakeem Spence is a guy that's done good things for him. Tank Carradine's a guy that can play defensive and defensive tackle. But when you bring in a guy like Christian Wilkins, to me, especially with the scheme that this team is going to run, You know, they're going to be 3-4. They're going to be 4-3. Sometimes they may have two guys with their hand in the dirt. Sometimes may have one and have guys just wandering around. So, you know, the teams can't, you know, teams have to figure out who's coming, who's not coming, all those types of things. But he's a guy that can play nose tackle. He could play the defensive end in a 3-4 scheme. You could kick him out. He could be a pass-rushing defensive end for you. So I think when you add him into that mix, it's really intriguing to what, you know, what they can do in there. And they're going to need to be good in there, Joe, because you look, and this, you know, this team is, you know, we seem like we've always had that traditional or one or two traditional pass-rushing defensive ends, whether it's Jason Taylor, Trace Armstrong, guys like that.
Yeah,
Cam Wake comes in here. Well, they don't have that traditional, you know, pass rush. They don't have that guy that's going to stand out there on an island and the offense is going, hey, watch, keep an eye on that guy, keep an eye on that guy. They just don't have that guy now. So it's going to come from scheme. It's going to come from linebackers blitzing. It's going to come from safeties blitzing. But, you know, it's not going to be that traditional, hey, we got two big horses out there in the end, squeezing it out and pushing up in the middle, and we'll get the job done. You know, they're going to need to find a way to manufacture. And having guys that can play multiple positions and do multiple things kind of plays into that for them. So it's going to be interesting to see how they, you know, how that rotation squares away.
You know what else is kind of crazy, guys, is I would have never thought when you look at guys that kind of shine on defense and who – that Jerome Baker would be the guy they're saying, hey, he ain't coming off the field. He can do – like, he's made for what the head coach and the defensive coordinator want to do. I was a little surprised by that, Bo. How about you?
Well, yeah, a little bit because, you know, there's so much talk about Raekwon McMillan coming back last year and this and that. And, you know, Kiko is playing well. But in Jerome, really, you know, if you remember at the beginning of the season, you know, both he and Raekwon were struggling, not struggling because – They couldn't stand up to the game, but you know how it is, Joe. The rookies, you're going so fast,
right?
You want to get there so fast to make the play that sometimes you overrun your responsibility and you get caught up on the backside. And so I think that was, but he settled down and you know, but I think when you look at the game now and you look at the rules in the in the secondary, and in fact the rules all across the defensive side, that the day of having that guy, that big, big strong middle linebacker, you got to have guys that can run now. You got to have guys that can cover because, you know, we've talked about it. You know, used to be you'd open up the game and probably the first series you're running all base plays, right? You got your, you got your tight end,
right.
You got your fullback, you got your two wide receivers, and then you go and until you kind of get into things, and all of a sudden, you know, maybe you go to three wide receivers. Now I can't count how many times you open up opening play of the game. And you look out there, and there's an empty backfield. They got four wide. You got six defensive backfields, defensive backs on the field, and so you need guys that can cover. And that in turn steps you up to the linebackers, where you better have linebackers that can run. We've been lamenting for years now the inability to cover tight ends on this football team. Well, you know you got to address that, and I think guys like Jerome. Guys like Sam Equivon, who come in from Canada, one of the reasons that he's been playing that starting middle linebacker is because he's got that ability to cover,
right.
And they're taking advantage. And certainly, you know, Raekwon's been dinged up and Kiko's been dinged up, but it's given him an opportunity to really be a guy you look at and go, hey, this guy's got some goods, and you know, you'll get Cam from Canada. Look how that worked out. And I'm not saying that Sam's going to be another Cam Wake, but certainly he's shown so far that he can play in this league. And he can do what you need to do if you're going to be a linebacker in this league now, and that's cover receivers.
Bo, you ever see an injury report where the guy's on there for frostbite? Like Antonio Brown is going to be right now?
No.
That's
no,
the
but,
strangest
you know,
damn
I watched
thing.
That. I watched that, but it is the strangest thing. Well, you know, it's like a team that builds a relaxation center for their guys so they can relax and be refreshed. And then when a meeting starts, you go, hey, where are those three guys? And they go, oh, well, they're asleep in the refreshment. See, what's going on these days to me is pretty much out of control. But I had a chance to watch, the Hard Knocks. I tell you, one thing about watching Hard Knocks, I don't think the Raiders are going to be worth a damn this year because all everyone talks about is how much money they're making,
right.
How much money they can spend. I'm like, what do these guys worry about playing football? You know?
Yeah. No.
$120 million for that quarterback. That's what
hey,
everyone's
Bo, that,
talking
that's
about.
Hey, Bo, that's a classic, right. though, because I've been saying that. So we put a sleep room in where guys can go sleep and be late for meetings.
Right.
How smart are friggin' we, man? That's beautiful.
Well, they're going to pay for it with fines. They could pay for that room just with fines for the season. How much do we still owe that company? $55,000 for the room? We got 12 guys being late. We could pay for that thing right away.
At least we can buy one more pod. One other guy.
Oh, man.
Right. Bo, have a good one tonight.
See you
Joe, be on the radio call. You'll be on TV on CBS.
Hey, hey, real quickly before we go, you know, I know there's all this stuff going on with DirecTV and, you know, people at home can't watch their games if they got AT&T or DirecTV. But just want to let you know that all of Bo Camper's location, we have Comcast. Want to watch the game on
Oh, that's good.
Tonight.
That's nice, Bo. Bo, nice job by you right there. That is.
Catch it. Yeah.
Some of those signature wings, too. I can get some of those, too, over there.
No, you can have all the cold beers you want.
I like it.
By the way, thank you for keeping.
Check out New Bones Pub on Las Olas. I hate to get all my plugs in here.
No, get them in. Get them in, Bo.
Yeah, damn, Bo. You could put a little pub over there, huh?
Yeah, you know, we kept the balcony upstairs because it's, you know, it's been a pretty hot spot for us downstairs. We went, you know, we tried the Cajun theme and it just didn't catch on, so we've changed. Now we're doing a gastro pub, sports pub kind of a thing.
Genius. Oh, that's nice,
extra,
man.
You know us, put a couple extra TVs in there.
Right.
And so that'd be a great place to go watch it if you're in the Las Olas area.
I like it.
Bo,
well
thank
done,
you,
Bo.
Man.
Well
right
well
there
done.
Made it worth it right there, Bo. That cold beer, that cold Corona Light right there. Thank you, brother.
All right, fellas.
That's the Bo.
Can Bo Camper join us?
Not the Joe, that's the Bo.
I'll tell you what, that place on the beach.
Yeah, it's nice.
So we just do our fake vacations. We're going, look at honey, we're on the beach. It's beautiful. Sitting there, crab cakes and burgers.
Should have your buddy's wedding there. Just, tell them to bring it out on the East Coast.
That's
too.
Real nice. Hey, we got to keep rolling here. We got a lot more stuff. We're going to check in with Dave Archer coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour. Dave Archer, former Falcons quarterback and color analyst for the Falcons Radio Network and ACC football. So we'll talk some Canes, some Dolphins.
Well.
He's seen it all. By the way, they got Falcons aren't going to play a lot of those guys tonight, but they got like Falcons got a pretty damn good team.
They do.
If they can stay healthy.
Remember what Max said yesterday? They're kind of Super Bowl or bust.
By the way,
team.
You see head coach is now? Head coach Dan Quinn is now defensive coordinator too. Love you as a head coach, but you're going to be calling plays on defense. That's what got you to being a head coach. You're going back to it.
All right, big 9 o'clock hour coming up, by the way. Dave Archer is going to join us. Udonis Haslam will join us at 9:40 as well this morning, but I wanted to let everyone know.
You got some good news.
We have some good news. From what I'm reading on the text machine and what I'm trying to research right now to make sure 100%, it looks like CBS is back on DirecTV. It looks like they have struck a deal. Football is back. They're not going to lose out on that. I do not have DirecTV in my house, but everyone on the text machine right now is saying CBS4 back on DirecTV. CBS Network gave in because the NFL season is starting. CBS is back. It's back. It's back.
I would
so
think.
It looks like it.
So I don't know because we do sports. So I could be way off on this, but I just figured CBS says, all right, so we're going to wait. CBS has the AFC package during the year for the whole AFC.
Right.
And they said, we're going to wait and see how this goes. And a lot of CBS affiliates around the country also have preseason football games, and like CBS4. So is it football driven?
Because
I would have thought, like, if there's one group that's going to bitch, it's going to be like
the football people.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
So I have you, and I can't watch a doubleheader on a 1 and 4
right,
o'clock game
right.
on a friggin' Sunday when the Patriots are playing the Kansas City Chiefs. And the Steelers are getting ready to play the Browns.
Right, yeah, and you're not going to be able to see any of them. Yeah, I figured it wouldn't go past at least preseason or at least that week one of the NFL season, but it's just funny that we're getting all these reports now through the text machine and
it
even
is
on
confirmed,
the internet.
By the way. I spoke to someone over at CBS. It,
okay.
it is confirmed 100%. He also told me that it's really the Price is Right fans that really got this thing
Oh,
done.
Yeah, yeah. It's a big show.
It's a very strong fan base for that show, excellent show. And
what's
and
that judge? Judge Judy. Can't keep her off.
Drew Carey, Price is
yeah.
Right. You can't miss that.
Forget about the football. Judge Judy makes $50 million a year. She's got to get on those networks.
Oh, I got to tell you. See, and you guys, all I was thinking about is all those games on CBS for college football on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. I forgot all about that. They have the SEC, right? The SEC on CBS, the big game of the week. Yeah.
And a little golf on CBS, too.
Right.
A little Sunday golf. Although that's going to be gone now with the games like coming back.
Else.
Yeah, no.
Well, they have Let's Make a Deal with Wayne Brady.
Yeah, that one would have been okay if they canceled. But Price is Right, you can't get rid of.
Yeah, I'm going to
And Judge him. Judy ain't going anywhere.
60
Don't
minutes.
Rip Wayne Brady, man.
60 minutes?
60 minutes.
Come on, man.
Survivor.
Hey, we got.
Amazing Race.
Survivor. Okay.
Blue Bloods.
Okay. I'm
trying to think of all the things my wife types.
NCIS?
NCIS and NCIS.
You guys watch all those shows, really?
Miami. I watch a lot of TV.
None of them, yeah. No.
I do watch a lot of TV.
I do watch The Price is Right if it's on, though.
Of course you do.
And Let's Make a Deal. I'm a big Wayne Brady fan.
That I believe, yeah.
We got all kinds of stuff. This Antonio Brown story, we just get away for the 11 preseason games tonight. There's 11 of them.
11, ooh, that's
crazy.
Nice.
But yeah. Antonio Brown officially with frostbite.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever seen in an injury.
And now they're trying, because now you got, they had to go to, now everybody's like going to their local foot doctor looking, going, hey, how long before you can run on that? And not walk, but like run routes with cleats on grass. And they're going, oh, you know, he should be. So I guess ESPN found a guy, and he said should be out 3 to 4 weeks, and he should be back after the cryotherapy treatment. Apparently he didn't do it. It says you're supposed to put something on your feet while you're doing it, and he didn't do it. But Justin Gatlin, who is one of the fastest runners in the world, has been in the Olympics and everything else, said he had something like that happen to him. It took forever to get healthy. So I'm just teasing all you fantasy football heads out there going, damn, that's at least 160 targets, 10 a game, that he was going to get. Now, is he in or is he out, and how do I treat it?
That's scary, especially for fantasy football people, because you're, you know, probably at least a week or more away from your draft. And this guy –
When the drafts take place, don't they take – I thought between the third and fourth week. Guys would take
no, it. I'm saying at least you're at least, oh. You know, some are early.
You can do them anytime you want.
Like Hollywood's next week.
Yeah, but why would you have your draft before the third preseason game knowing everybody's going to play in case, you know, somebody's going to get hurt in that game? It's just a fact.
Right.
Everybody's going to play three quarters of football. Like, why would you guys have a draft before that when your first-round pick gets
hurt? You shouldn't, but
a
lot of people, because of, you know, scheduling-wise, can't get everyone together.
Yeah, it's a scheduling situation. Yeah. You know my draft. Deal. All my guys travel.
I know you lost me a lot of money. I'll never buy one of your teams again.
No, we all travel and we meet somewhere, so we have to do it on a weekend that's convenient for everyone.
Yeah, these guys go to like Jupiter, and you know they.
That'd be real exciting, you and your friends together wherever you go.
That should be a.
We got a beach house this year.
That's a bleep fest right there,
man. Sounds like a lot of fun there, Hollywood. That sounds like
it actually is fun. So screw you, Joe. I do enjoy it.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, that's the right way to handle that one.
Hey,
Hollywood.
Zach, we got to check in on the – I know we got a lot of stuff come in. Lexus of Kendall and Lexus of West Kendall text line. 56022, what do we got rolling in here?
Don't forget those soap operas, The Young and the Restless and all that stuff. They had to get that money.
Haven't those things died out?
No, they're still on.
Those were big when I was a kid and my mother sitting there watching them.
They're still on.
I thought still maybe on. They died out. They're still going, huh?
Now people are just sending in The Big Bang Theory. Jeopardy's not on CBS.
Somebody I don't know.
Jeopardy.
No, Jeopardy is not on CBS.
Yeah, like,
it's on ABC.
Yeah.
Along with Wheel. Comes on right after Wheel.
That's right.
Apparently, you have a lot of time.
I watch a lot of TV.
You and your son there to sit and watch a lot of CBS. Yeah. You know the lineup.
We enjoy Wheel.
Yeah. Let me get some real text messages here. Dieter's made better by being next to Laramie. The weak side of the line will be helped by a tight end or two and the fullback.
The For some
side,
reason,
the right side, yeah.
Zach, if these two guards – especially, I think Dieter's going to be fine. I think Dieter's going to end up being a really good player, and they're already talking about he's gotten so much better in a week. But if they can get something out of Calhoun, Shaq Calhoun, out of Mississippi State, who's, by the way, don't think he's played like 3 years of friggin' right guard in good football. If he can end up being a good football player, and we can somehow – it almost makes up for all those years on whiffed guards – in the draft and stuff, you can get a rookie free agent who they had a draft grade on that ends up being your right guard and being a really solid player. Zach, boy, that's one you didn't count on when you were looking at this whole thing.
Give it to me once.
Make you feel a lot better. And then if that happens, that just tells me if they're doing this, because Jesse Davis is a good guard,
right,
that they've already just said, you're going to play right tackle. And your Buffalo buddy just has not worked out or not as good as they thought he was going to be. I don't know if he's a backup or even makes a team.
Someone said, good morning, guys. We have U-verse, and we got Channel 4 this morning, but still no NFL Network. I know that was a big thing also. The NFL Network was kind of in this argument too. Listen, you're going to only get it back once in a while, you know, like little by little. So CBS
I have
is
nothing against
now.
NFL yeah. Network, but I'd much rather have CBS so I can see those games than the NFL Network.
Mm. Someone just texted, who travels for fantasy football? I bet you they also get manicures and pedicures and facials.
Do you guys get, like, you guys drink or do you guys, what do you guys do? You guys, don't get all weird on me.
No, I mean, what kind of a question is that?
Do you guys?
We hang out, we have our draft. Spending 4 days there.
4 days? I didn't know it was a 4 day trip.
It's a guy's trip.
Good God. 4 days.
How many of you guys go?
10.
Mm. Yeah, 10 teams. Yeah, sure. Everyone's there.
All right.
We've been all over the country. It's been fun.
And where are you going this year?
We're actually keeping it in Florida this year. We're going to the West Coast. And we got a beach house.
Wow. All the guys married, or you got single guys in that group? Or
There's a couple guys that aren't married, but they are close.
I got a guy in there that got D'd up, right? Has someone already got D'd up, or two guys got D'd up?
No one actually.
Don't worry. They will be. There's no way you're having 10 buddies and they're all going to stay married. It will happen down the road. I'm not trying to be a downer. I'm just saying, right, Zach?
Yeah.
It's the numbers.
It's 54%.
The stats at us?
I think it's 54%.
I was going to say it's 50-50. Yeah.
The advanced metrics?
It's actually more than 50.
I'm the downside of the 50 already.
Yeah. You're part of that 54%. Yeah.
What else you
Me
got?
And Hollywood are lucky on the other end for now. Let's see. All right, so earlier we were talking about the big event we're having on Friday, and someone said Hollywood's definitely been practicing already. He's not going out there without practicing. He better wear a helmet because I see a concussion in his future. And then the surfer guy who said he's been doing it for 15 years says there's no way in hell they're standing up on that thing. That's this Friday, by the way, our big event that we're having at Margaritaville Hollywood Beach, where Omar and Hollywood will be facing off on the simulator.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm going to be calling you guys. I got a little graduation this weekend, but
you'll have a video on your phone.
I'm dying to see how all the trash talking head over there does on this thing. We got to go to break here. My God, we got super late. We do want to come back in, check on the Lexus of Kendall and Lexus of West Kendall. Text line 56022. A lot of stuff going on. A lot of news from yesterday as well. A lot of stuff. Kenny Stills and Stephen Ross stuff too. Talked about earlier this morning. And the big event, I guess, Stephen Ross is having a luncheon fundraiser for Donald Trump tomorrow. And Kenny Stills had some comments
choice
on
words.
It. Yeah, and everything. Everybody will be fine, by the way. Don't worry. You guys don't have to boycott anything. You're okay. We'll be all right. Just adds on to the daily
right.
Way left, way right,
right
down the middle.
Yeah, we've had a couple nice texts this morning that got blocked for using bad words.
Yeah, man, I got to tell you, it's incredible. Somebody came in with the N-word today.
Yeah, someone dropped the N-word on me.
Just
today.
Incredible. Just amazing. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yep, that's where we are, man.
That's where we go, and we're upset, and somebody does something that you disagree with, that you just got to go there. But you're not a racist. You just slipped out with the N-word.
Right, that's it.
Hey, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff that we'll get to here. Including Dave Archer will join us coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. So we'll have Dave on and talk to about the Atlanta Falcons, the ACC, and everything else as he gets ready for that little booth right next to us at Hard Rock Stadium.
That's right. Radio.com.
Radio.com.
Five-sixty, the Joe WQAM wants to help you make your fantasy draft a reality. Host your draft at Hooters and get an exclusive draft kit, $200 in coupons, and fun Hooters swag. Reserve your table for free at Hooters.com/football. And every day here, we're going to give you your chance to win a $50 Hooters gift certificate. Hooters, the official hangout for wings, beers, Hooters girls, and game day. 305-567-0560. Be one of the first to call right now, and there'll be a trivia question for you, a fantasy football trivia question. If you answer it right, you'll win a $50 Hooters gift certificate. It's going to be a lot of fun. If you have your draft at one of these places, it's a lot of fun, too, and Hooters, a great place to have it. So 305-567-0560. Call right now for your chance to answer the fantasy football question. We do have a question in the back, Hollywood, right?
Yes, we do. So we talked about defenses yesterday, and we're going to show some love to the kickers today.
Uh-oh.
Who is the highest scoring kicker in fantasy football in 2018?
I always go Baltimore because I think he's the best in the business, but his numbers might have been.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wow.
Couldn't tell you. We'll wait till we get a winner, and I'll answer it for you.
I think I have my who I think it is. I mean, you got to think of high-scoring teams. Guys are kicking a lot of extra points, a couple field goals.
Well, there's a lot of teams can't get in the end zone, have to kick a lot of field goals.
That's a good point, too. You're right.
Maybe. We're not one of them. We don't. Every year, man, we have seems like the lowest amount of field goal attempts. Of course, we don't score a lot of points.
That's a good
19,
point.
Tad under 20 points a game. Not exactly where you want to be. All right, well, somebody will figure it out because you can look it up. And cheat a little bit here real quickly and get in.
Yes.
By the way, it is pretty interesting what our coach, Coach Flores, has already had to put up with.
Right. Let me
just
read
to
that.
Start
Let me
year.
Read that for you. I have it on my phone.
Adam Beasley's got something really good.
Adam Beasley from the Miami Herald came out with it. Give me a second. Let me bring it up for you. He basically gave a little breakdown of what Coach Flores before preseason game number one has kind of dealt with. Let me see. I had it favorited on here. Give me 1 second. But he gave – I had it right here. Now the internet's out on my phone. Okay, I got him up right now. All right, Adam Beasley tweeted out before just the things that Brian Flores has had to deal with since coming to this team. So let me go. Number one, his top assistant stepped away due to medical issues. That's Jim
Coach
Caldwell.
Caldwell, right?
Yeah. Player is in a horrific car crash ending his career.
Yeah.
Let's see. His offensive line coach is so ineffective, Flores fires him after four practices.
Yep.
And then yesterday, the whole Kenny Stills, Stephen Ross, Donald Trump.
Before the first preseason game.
And he ends it with, and we haven't had a preseason game yet.
Gosh.
That's a lot for a first-time head coach to go through, right?
Yeah. Boy, that's that is crazy.
God, not even in game one yet or today's
that?
Game.
How about that for starters, right?
Yeah.
You're going, geez. Trying to get guys lined up in the right position and have a clean game and see some guys play well and see some guys stand out and everything else and all the other stuff that that goes with it. By the way, another crazy note with high school football. USA Today came out with their preseason high school football top 25, and the number one team in the country is St. Thomas Aquinas.
Wow, that's crazy.
Central's also comes in at 15.
Wow.
And Central's always really good. Matter of fact, I thought Central was the best team in the South Florida last year, and they ended up losing to
Northwestern. Right into the West.
Friggin' got hot at the end of the year and ends up coming back, and they win the state championship. So we'll have that. And by the way, for St. Thomas doesn't always play a tough schedule, and I'll be the first to tell you, this year, this is the toughest regular season schedule I've seen them have. They got two national games to start, two, one on the road and one at home. And then they've got like Deerfield Beach and Western. They got some really, really good teams they're going to have to face. Do you hear me say Western?
Yeah.
It's a really good football team.
It still shocks me when you say that. And I'm not trying to rip Western High School, but you got to remember when I was in high school, the only thing Western High School was known for was hosting Nova's home games.
Well, that, and then for a while, they're the only ones that had the new track. So everybody was wanting to run track out there because their track.
And now you're telling me they've got – like star players?
So they got,
I'm shocked.
They got a coach in there who's really good. You got to have a coach that's good. And they're going, oh, so we got new rules here, and this is how it works? We're in.
Mm.
And they've gotten a lot of guys to transfer to that school, and they got a really, really good football team. So we'll find out. Everybody's loading up. I had this talk with Omar and Nat and all of them. I go, hey, man. How's high school free agency working? That got them going. What's the difference, man? They're using all these kids, and they got going. I just thought Nat would be on the other side. I was just kind of surprised that, I guess, man, everybody's gotten used to it. I mean, there's nothing illegal about it.
No.
There's no problem.
But it is the
wild,
wild
really,
west.
There's really no rules. I know technically you're not supposed to reach out to the kids. They're supposed to reach out to you when they want to come to your school. But at some point, there's so much gray area. There's no way. Once you open it up and tell these players 14, 15, 16, 17, they can go wherever they want, there's really no rules. Like, you can set some rules, and we might put you on probation because technically You're not supposed to put on mom with a coach. Well, they're going to talk to a coach at some point. They want to make sure. They're not just going to talk to a really good player at that team. They're going to want to talk to the coach and see what it's like. So it's a matter of who reaches out. Do the parents reach out to you? Do you reach out to the parents? It's just such a joke once they opened it up.
I just think it's one of the craziest rules I've ever seen.
Everybody can do it now, so
no, but I understand that. Why isn't there a cap? Why isn't there a limit on like, you know, because you just said it, the one guy that's a really good four-star safety at Western, this is 3 in 3 years, right?
Right.
Like, that's a lot. Like, the first thing I heard about and I go back to this all the time when you bring this up, the Michael Beasley situation.
He may get mad at Western this year if it doesn't work out. He may go somewhere
else.
Next year.
Michael Beasley, when he went to Kansas State, played the year there, the biggest knock on him was the fact that he was at 5 different high schools or prep schools before he got to Kansas State. That there was a red flag on him because he just couldn't stay put, couldn't stay in the same place. And we saw it years later, not even years later, but a year after he got here, that he had some maturity issues and there's a little bit of issue with him. And maybe it was because of that. You're telling me that these high school kids are going into their senior year of high school or junior year of high school, and they've already, this is their third school in 3 years. Back in the day, you couldn't do it once. You couldn't even like really transfer unless you moved address.
Most schools are really strict on their rules, so
it's crazy to me.
It's not. Hey, Western has figured it out. God bless them, man. And all the other public schools go, this way we're going to play it. And now, I can't remember last time I heard of a guy transferring from St. Thomas to go to Deerfield Beach and a guy transferring from American Heritage Plantation to go to Western.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Says, you guys going to play the game? We're going to play it too. Come on over and play with us.
Unbelievable.
We got 9 o'clock hour coming up. Dave Archer, former Falcon quarterback and color analyst for the Falcons Radio Network and doing ACC games. He's double dipping at a pretty good rate right now. What else you got, Woody?
I just want to let you know we got a winner for our contest.
What'd
here.
You get?
We asked you the top kicker.
I was going Greg the Leg. That's
what
I was
wrong.
Going.
That would be wrong. Top kicker in fantasy football in 2018, and it was from the Houston Texans. Fairbairn.
I would never know.
Never would I have gotten that. I don't even have
never
to say
know.
That. I would have butchered the name.
It's Kylie Fairbairn.
Who do you think's the best kicker in the league? Just best kicker.
You got one know. Kick, game on the line. I'm going Justin Tucker, the Baltimore guy.
I'm with you.
Fairbairn made 39 kicks last year.
Wow.
Hit 12. From 40 to 49, hit 4 from 50-plus. Tucker did hit the most, though, at 5 from 50-plus. Yeah. He's tied with
I think
Mason
the year
Crosby.
Before, he was like some stupid amount. Yeah, he's been.
How come you didn't guess Cody Parkey?
Did he get a job somewhere?
I don't think he's a – no. I don't
we were that. Bummed we lost him.
Right.
There were actually coaches screaming at each other because we lost. We get Parkey and we lose him. We lose him. He gets a big contract to the Bears. We should have matched it. And I don't know if he's – did he? I don't even know if he
I'd have to look it up, but I don't know.
He missed the kick and
– that was it.
Bears Gone. Said, that's it, man. We're tired. We're gonna find somebody else.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.